Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're back live, Danny.
Hi.
I missed you. I missed looking at you every day.
I know. Where did you go, by the way?
Your smiling face.
Where the fuck did you randomly go?
I went up to see my friends up outside San Francisco.
I figured.
Yeah,
I figured that's what you were doing.
And it was a last minute thing. And
yeah, you drove?
Yeah, I drove.
Oh, you're crazy.
I know.
God, how long did it take you to get back?
It's 5-hour drive, and plus you can add an hour for stops and eating and shit like
that. Six fucking hours. By yourself.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But that's okay. You're on the phone. You listen to music. The time kind of
goes. So 12 hours total.
Yeah. Oh. And 1,000 miles on the fucking car.
Yeah, legit. Oh, you should have just flown.
I know. But you know what? The funny thing is I used to go and visit them in Paradise. And in the beginning, I didn't feel comfortable staying at their home. So I would stay at a hotel.
Right.
It was like $100 a night. Four nights, it's $400. Yeah. Pay another $250 for the flight.
Right.
And then a car and shit like that. $1,000 to go see them. Like, what the fuck? You know?
Well, how much do you think it cost you to drive?
To drive? Nothing, really. I mean, other than the miles on the car.
Well,
but,
no, you gotta pay for gas, too.
Yeah, well, gas. How much can gas be? I mean, $80 maybe in gas.
Total?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. How much can it cost? Yeah.
I have to get like $40 a week just to come here.
Okay, but
and that's a half hour. Well, an hour a day, basically.
Yeah, but you're not driving on a freeway. It's a lot.
Because you're driving faster.
When you're driving in the city, your gas mileage is a lot worse.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Because you stop and go all the time.
Yeah.
Here, you're just like constant speed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, when you see like ratings on cars, like miles per gallon, mm-hmm. tells you city and highway.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But at any rate, so that's the case there. I went, these are guys, their family was driven out of their home because of the fire in Paradise, and they didn't have any place to go. Now they're staying. The insurance company put them in a multi-million-dollar home.
Yeah, you told me that.
Right?
Yeah.
Outside of San Francisco.
So you got your own room, obviously.
I got my own room, my own bathroom. It was nice, like a little hotel room.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, for a year, they're staying in this house that they could never afford in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And here the insurance puts them up, and the best area really ever. They really like the area and stuff.
Right.
And I thought it was pretty cool. It's a house like on a hill. You have a view.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine? It's like a house that costs $3 million.
So are they going to stay in San Fran? No.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. But for now, they have, like I said, 12 months in that house. They're trying to rebuild their business. And there's some difficulty there.
Yeah, because 12 months, it's going to go by real quick.
Yeah. So I told them, you guys got to decide where you're going to live. You probably can't afford to stay here.
No, absolutely not. Right. It's like a nice little year vacation, but let's think about the bigger picture.
Exactly. You can't afford the fucking house. Unless they get paid like for their lawsuits against PG&E.
Yeah, which was probably going to take a while to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're probably dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Right. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
So anyways, did you watch the Oscars?
I watched things around it, but not really the Oscars.
I watched it from beginning to end.
Really?
Yeah.
And you liked it.
Oh, side note.
Well, for you, it's good because you like all the celebrities and stuff, right?
Well, no. And it was hard for me because a lot of the movies I hadn't seen.
Oh.
But I did watch A Star Is Born this weekend, and I wept.
Really?
Like, the movie ended, and for 15 minutes straight, I was still crying.
Really? When he was killed himself?
He did. Yeah. I can't believe he got dubbed on Best Actor.
Yeah.
I think he did such an incredible job.
Right. But Rami Malek did a better job.
I didn't see that movie, so.
Yeah, he carried the whole movie, really.
He's a little socially awkward, huh?
Is he? I didn't know
his acceptance speech, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But a little socially awkward. That's probably why he's a good actor.
Yeah, maybe. He can't relate to people.
So he met that chick on the movie, and now they're together.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Oh, you're talking about
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay. Guy. Because I heard that didn't Lady Gaga leave her fiance now?
Yes, and everyone's saying it's for Bradley Cooper, but Bradley Cooper right? was there with his baby mom / girlfriend.
Oh,
but did you watch their performance?
No.
Holy shit!
I heard it was good.
No, not only was it good, but everyone after was like, "There's something going on there."
Right. Right.
The way they look at each other, it's like, if my man doesn't look at me like that, I don't want him.
Right, exactly. No, but I'm asking you, do you think you could work on a movie
and not
with
fall
a Bradley
love?
Cooper or Lady Gaga, and you guys, like, so intimate in the movie and also during the shooting and everything?
Well, not only that, it's been like a year of press. A year of press and on the road together?
Right, you know?
I don't know, but you should pull that.
You spend a lot of time together. It's hard not to connect.
You should pull that up really quick. Fast forward all the way to the end when the song finishes and see how they look at each other. Do it right now. It's all over the internet. It's all people talking about now
because people can't really see it.
People have seen it.
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, if they saw it, that's cool. I'll look it up after the show. It's
whoa,
gonna take me
you
a while.
Thought for a second that they were just going to start kissing each other.
Really?
If I was his girl and I was sitting there, I'd be...
pissed, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the price of being with Bradley Cooper. You better get used to it, you know?
Well, his girlfriend, his baby mom's is a supermodel, but sometimes looks can't keep a man.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
You're near Lady Gaga and you're that close and that intimate and you guys pretend you're in love and yeah, that's easy. I mean, look at Brad Pitt. And
Angelina Jolie,
right?
Yeah.
And that's just one of the very few, mm-hmm. I think, that have happened. There's been like many of those.
Mm-hmm.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, shit, you know, it could probably happen to me, too.
If I was on set with someone, right. I'd probably fall in love with them,
yeah.
too.
I mean, even when there's a lot of people in the filming and everything, but
right.
you're working together. It doesn't
yeah.
matter what you
reading
do.
Reading lines. And even if you watch, like, so after I watched the movie, I watched a lot of, like, the behind the scenes and, like, how they made it. So I didn't realize that they, in the first original movies, they had different music, that they specifically made new music for this one.
Right.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
But if you watch like the table reads and stuff, just even the way they look at each other during the table reads, I'm like, something's going on there.
Wow.
For sure.
Well, maybe that's why the movie did so well.
Because of their chemistry.
Yeah.
Even on stage during that performance, it like gave me goosebumps. I'm like, holy shit, what is happening here?
And the funny thing is people want to see them connect, you know, because you
yeah.
see them in the movie. Because
you fell in love with them together. Right. And you're like, we want you to be together.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad for the spouses of these two.
Well, I mean, I feel bad for her ex-fiance because he must be going through it. Like, she broke up with you right before the Oscars.
Wow.
Not wearing your ring no more, nothing. She's just like, see ya.
Wow. Yeah, I get Bradley Cooper now.
Well, she doesn't, technically. But it's, do you know who Tiffany
Haddish
is?
She could if she wanted to.
Yeah, probably. Do you know who Tiffany Haddish is?
No.
She's a upcoming comedian. She just kind of popped off this year. She's like brand new. She's been in a bunch of black movies. But they interviewed her at the Vanity Fair after party.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, so what did you think of Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's performance? And she was like, they have definitely hooked up. Like, she's basically said what everyone else is thinking. She goes, you could literally feel the chemistry from the bleachers.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know, it is. So did you go to any Oscar parties or anything?
No, I didn't get invited. Huh? No.
Yeah.
I'm not cool enough.
So many people went, and actually Catherine went, the PR. Did you see the results of the shorts?
Skin one. The only movie that she wasn't
See here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those of you who weren't with us like last week and a week before that, we featured four of the five short films
mm-hmm.
that went to the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I have a list of them real quick. If you guys remember, we saw Detainment. That was about the two kids that abducted the kid.
Madre,
which was about the kid. Marguerite and Fauve, right?
Yeah.
And so we saw four films.
The
fifth one was Skin.
And Skin One. Yeah.
And I saw just a little trailer of it because
it's a little weird.
I was curious, but with the father showing the kid how to shoot and shit.
Well, it's about the Holocaust, I believe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's an Israeli director or producer.
Yeah,
or
I'm pretty sure the movie was about the Holocaust because when he was giving his acceptance speech, I don't know if he was talking about... I don't know what was going on. I didn't
know. I'm telling you, when I saw the preview, it showed... these like hillbillies almost, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy is like, you know, this semi cowboy, whatever, showing his little kid how to shoot a gun, a rifle. And everybody's watching. So that's what I saw. But go figure, you know, yeah, I do want to see it.
Right.
But if it's called Skin, isn't it something about race maybe? Or
I
something?
Don't know, because when they zoomed up on like a piece of the movie before he walked up on stage, it's almost as if the little kid in the movie had like a mask on. So I don't know. It was I wasn't really paying that much attention, if I'm going to be honest with you, because it wasn't one of the people we interviewed. It was like probably when I went to go get a snack or some shit. Because I'm like, whatever.
Is it interesting? All these short films, or almost all of them, have to do with kids.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that was a requirement to be in the category this year.
You think?
I don't know.
Because they all include kids.
Every single one of them.
Except Marguerite. Marguerite does not, right? It's just the
lady. They had another short film, but for animation.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And that was Bao or something.
Yeah, look cute.
That one. I know. They all looked pretty cute.
So there was no host.
No host.
It made it awkward.
Really?
Like they opened the Oscars with Adam Lambert, who won like American Idol like 15 years ago. Yeah. And it's just like,
yeah, why?
I don't know if it's because he's gay and they were filming Queen's music and they wanted a gay guy to do it.
Oh.
I don't know. But they did two Queen's songs. It was just like they did the two songs and then it went just straight into the first category. And I was like, this is fucking weird. It's so weird.
You wanted the monologue.
Yeah.
The
like I wanted some
jokes
or something because it was really boring.
Yeah.
It was a really boring award show. And there's only almost four musical performances.
Yeah.
That was it.
Huh.
And then Julia Roberts presented last for the picture of the year.
Right.
And then she like ended it by saying, I guess that's the end of the show. We don't have a host. Like it was really awkward.
Wow.
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. They could. They had announcers though and stuff.
Yeah. Right? I mean, people came out to like.
Right.
You know.
And voice over the speakers.
A lot of black people won this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At least I'm not hearing anybody bitching for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
Every year there's some kind of bitching. Somebody's left out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I just believe it doesn't matter if you're good, you're gonna win, you know. And that's it. People don't care, you know. And so that's that. Did you see the movie Roma yet?
No, I'm not into movies that I have to pay attention to subtitles. Yeah, it's too much for me.
Right,
my attention span isn't large enough. But he won like four awards last night.
Yeah,
he won a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I think it's the first film that went to the Oscars, was nominated at least, that was not from a major film studio.
Right.
It's from Netflix.
Right.
You know, so it's like
another movie from Netflix called Period.
Yeah.
It's about Indian women and how, I guess, as soon as you get your period, you can't get an education.
Oh, it's called like... like end of sentence period?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Or something, right?
Yeah. They won an award.
What? So that was for what category?
I can't remember.
Foreign film?
I don't know.
No.
I can't remember.
I don't. Oh, period. End of sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, a documentary.
But they won it. It's a Netflix movie.
So it's about menstruation and stuff, right?
But it's about the Indian culture and how as soon as you get your period, you can't get an education anymore. You're done with school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
That's crazy to me.
That is crazy. You see,
it's so weird.
We live in the best place in the
world. Yeah, I was like, God bless America.
Exactly. Don't ever fucking leave here. If you're here, don't leave.
Yeah. It's the best. I don't even want to leave on vacation. I'm good. Stay right here.
No chances of ever getting in trouble with anybody.
No.
Shit.
So yeah, that's what I did last night, and then I was pretty much over it when I woke up this morning.
Yeah. Did you see any movies over the past few days?
I watched A Star Is Born. I watched... I rented three movies. What did I get?
You did see Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
No, I'm not.
You haven't seen
that? No, I don't want to. I told you this.
Yeah.
I just...
You're not into the music?
Yeah, I'm just like, they're not really my thing.
That's true.
I mean, I'm sure he did
it's
a great
like
job.
It's like me going to see like Straight Outta Compton or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See,
it's totally not me.
See, I would watch that.
Right.
Because that's like shit I grew up with.
Exactly. So that's your experience. That's my experience.
Like the closest I've ever gotten to Queen music is when they play it in movies like Wayne's World.
Right.
That's it for me. But it's not like I'm out there buying the album or like jamming out to it.
Right.
Like it's just not my type of thing. Mind you, it's good. The favorite main actress and favorite one for best best leading actress.
Yeah, Rami Malek.
No, no, no. The female.
Oh, the female?
And the favorite, the lesbian movie.
Right.
She won for best actress. She won the Oscar.
Right, right.
I loved her personality. She was, I don't know, she didn't even like prepare a speech because she didn't think she was going to win.
Really?
Yeah. She was so cute. She was funny. I liked her. I liked her a lot.
So she was his girlfriend in the movie?
No, no, no. She won for The Favorite. The movie The Favorite. It's called The Favorite.
Right, 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 right. Okay, there's so
two
this
completely
is
different
else.
Movies.
I know.
Yeah.
But that, I didn't understand why you brought it up in the same sentence.
Oh, no. I was just thinking of winners. Okay.
All right.
Of movies I haven't seen.
I guess I should see The Favorite, huh? It also has Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of good people in there, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I'll probably see it when it comes on DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Green Book won for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
No, but I heard it was really good.
I know. I'm
but
dying
people,
to see it.
People were shocked that it won Best Picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Which one did you think? Stars Born or something?
No,
or?
I don't think that was. I don't think a musical or a remake was ever going to win.
So what? Black Panther they wanted? Black Klansman?
I feel like Black Panther was last year's movie. I was a little confused why they were in the Oscars this year. Because weren't they up for Oscars last year?
No, they weren't. It just, they made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely thought maybe Black Klansman was going to win or Bohemian Rhapsody. But then again, it's a musical, so I don't know if that was.
No, it's not a musical at all.
No, Bohemian Rhapsody
was. It's not a musical.
It wasn't the whole thing like a concert, though?
No, no, no.
Oh, so it wasn't like A Star Is Born.
Musicals is like La La Land where they sing to each other and shit, you know? No, no, not at all, man. This is just a story about him, and it helps if you know the music. That's
like I felt like A Star Is Born was a lot of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's kind of like what the movie is, but with famous songs and a famous character. But no, Green Book, I think, is very good. I could tell just by seeing the trailer like months ago. I saw it in the theater, and I thought, God, I want to see this, if only for these two actors, you know?
Right.
And put them in a situation where they're, like, in a car together or whatever.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, so a lot of interesting movies out there, you know, but I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah, me neither. I've definitely got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very cool. Any contact with your beau? With your
I talked to him this weekend, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Talked or texted?
Texted. He's very awkward on the phone. He even texted me and apologized for being. He's like, you know, I'm not good on the phone. I go, yeah, I know. No sweat. No worry, babe.
What the fuck is that?
You're good.
People have to be able to communicate.
He's
it's not even face to face.
I know. I think he's coming to Cali at the end of the month. Mm. So.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get to see him?
He said I would. So we'll see.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, at least I won't have to get on a plane for a little while.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And go to the cold again.
I know.
We finally have great weather again.
I know, it's been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked on Friday.
Yeah, how is work?
I can't even tell you how many beautiful men walk into that building. It's like, where the fuck have all of you been?
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, it's like also an awkward situation because I'm working.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's like people don't know. Like, some just don't care. I got this past weekend, I got like 5 different numbers, but there was this guy that came in. He's like my type of dude to a T, like look wise. And I sat him, and all night long he would like flirt with me and stuff. I actually don't remember if I saw a wedding ring or not. I'm trying to remember if I saw one, but I wasn't really paying attention. But on his way out, he was leaving, and he was like, thanks so much for your help. Cause there was like an hour and a half wait, and I sat him down sooner because I just thought he was so cute. He's like, I'll see you soon. He's like, no, you live in Canada.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm here now. And I go, oh, okay, well, I'm only here like one day a week. He goes, no, I'll see you soon. Oh. And I was like, all right, well, can I get your number?
How'd you know he was from Canada? You talked to him?
Yeah, yeah. He kept talking to me. Every time I walked by his table, he'd like start a conversation.
Really?
I'm like, can you just ask for my number? I'll give it to you for sure.
Whoa.
But he didn't, so.
Wow.
Yeah, very beautiful men go in there. I work tonight.
Yeah.
I work till 1 a.m.
There's a lot of beautiful men and women in L.A.
Yeah.
Because all the beautiful people come here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Uma Thurman just came and had dinner outside like a regular person. I'm like, do you want to sit inside? She's like, no.
What, by herself?
No, she was with a group of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is weird.
What?
But it's awesome, too. Because people just are like so laid back. They're like, let me just get a table outside. I'm like, all right.
You'll meet a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. I guess the other night when I left training, Rihanna came in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you would have liked that one.
Yeah, I'm sure. I just would have been like, wow.
Don't people take pictures of the stars?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope, you can't. Yeah. They don't even allow paparazzi outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because people wouldn't want to come.
Right. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, so that's like one. Because a lot of, like, if you go to Catch or if you go to, like, Craig's or something, it's all paparazzi outside. But Wally's doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Yep.
Oh, well. What's the story with R. Kelly, man?
Yeah, he's like about to get fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Long overdue.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The same, you know, he's in jail. He can't afford the $100,000 bail.
Because it's $165,000 back in child support.
Yeah.
So and right now he needs $265,000 to save himself.
Right. Shit. Unpaid child support, unpaid rent. I mean...
I mean,
most embarrassing thing is to be poor and famous.
But my whole thing is, how are you, okay, it's R. Kelly and you've had a multitude of hits. How the fuck are you poor?
Right.
I personally don't understand that.
And like, why don't you pay for your kids?
Yeah, you piece of fucking shit.
Right.
Oh, because you can't fuck them, you little creep?
Fuck. Yeah. So now he's, you know what? He deserves fucking everything that he put himself into.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him at all. After watching that documentary, he creeps me out.
Yeah, huh?
Creeps me out. And it's like, he's literally what you warn your kids about.
Yeah, a predator.
Yeah, not only that, he's a famous predator, which is even fucking worse. Because all of it, like, people are like... This happened, and then people were, like, coming to his defense.
Right.
That's
just like
wild.
With Bill Cosby, too, you know? If you remember.
Well, people were coming to his defense because there was no proof. There's hardcore evidence for R. Kelly. There's tapes.
Right.
That's why he's arrested right now. Like, I guess someone is now having a guilty conscience, has the tapes, and is like, here, I've been holding on for these for 10 years. Okay. You should be arrested, too, you freaking freak. Whoever turned those tapes in should honestly be, like, charge, or they got immunity or something. Like, hey, if I turn these tapes in, can I sign that I'm not going to get fucked?
Right.
Or my name's not going to be released.
Yeah.
Because someone must have had that for years, unless he's still doing it.
But why are they not saying anything about tapes here when I read it?
Oh, no. All on the Shade Room this past weekend, the reason he got arrested again is someone turned in new tapes. It's not the one that he already got let off on. It's
okay,
new
so
tapes.
There you go. Prosecutor said there's a video.
Mm-hmm. A
new
video.
Multiple sex acts.
Yeah. With new, and one of the girls on the tapes refers to her body parts as a 14-year-old's body parts.
Yeah.
Because he wanted her to say that.
Wow. So like I have a 14-year-old pussy kind of thing.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Wow.
And like a 14-year-old doesn't know anything about sex. Like I lost my virginity at 14 and I had no idea what I was doing.
He's just stuck in his fucking childhood, in the past.
Well, supposedly he got preyed on.
Yeah, probably, but I think that's where you sort of like stop developing emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get a scar like that.
Yeah, and if you watch like Law and Order and stuff, a lot of people who got raped or molested as children become rapers and molesters because it's like what they know and it's what's normal.
Right.
But not everybody does.
Right.
And it doesn't make it an excuse.
Right.
But supposedly he got molested when he was a child and now he's molesting. Who knows? That happened, 11 years ago? And so can you imagine how many people in that time span he's abused and has fucked up?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
He's like ruined a lot of lives.
Ruined a lot of lives, mm-hmm. man. It's unbelievable what they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know any of his work. I never listened to him, never even knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly he's like in the news and in the headlines. And look at the shit that he's there for, you know?
Right.
It's unfucking believable, man. People get stuck in their fucking childhood.
Yeah.
They do like crimes that are unbelievable. And, yeah, and then like you said, some people come to their defense, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is fuck, man. Except, you know, I mean, until he's in court and there's a trial, we really can't, you know.
Well, he turned himself in.
Yeah.
So he's got to be feeling some type of guilt.
Right. And now he pleaded not guilty to all counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, not guilty my ass. He's going to end up in jail for the rest of his life.
It's probably. Kind of like an O.J. Simpson shit. Like, he got off on the murder, but then they got him on something else.
On something else, because they always get in fucking trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now this is like R. Kelly. You got on the first offense. Now we're going to get you for something else.
Right. You're wearing such a neon yellow shirt today. It actually is reflected on your face.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, so you have like a yellow glow. It's so neon. Like,
I'm literally rolled in my pajamas. I was like, I'm not feeling this today.
What I'm seeing is a yellow glow around you.
Oh my God, I cooked dinner last night. It was probably the best meal I made in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I made a white wine. Just a random, completely random recipe. It was like a white wine pasta with white wine chicken and broccoli. Holy shit.
Sounds good.
It was good.
Yeah, did you get drunk off of it too?
No.
From all the
wine? You know, if you cook liquor, it automatically, like, the liquor dissolves. It's ineffective. So that's why you can make vodka pasta and give it to your kid.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, doesn't make it vodka anymore.
Yeah. Well, talking about food, we went to actually have a great steak with my friends. And went to Black Angus, I guess, or some night. I haven't been like in years. But this is a steak place, so they know how to make a
steak.
That's
Burbank, right?
Well, we went up north where they live.
But there's one in Burbank, right?
Burbank and one in Northridge, too, yeah.
Yeah.
And hold on. So I had like a, what do they call it? Like ribeye.
Yeah.
That's like the best steak, you
know?
Yeah. Because it's got a little fat, a little bone.
I love
blah, blah, blah.
Some ribeye.
I know. So I was like, I'm telling you, I was licking my fingers afterwards. It was so good. You know? And I thought,
there's nothing better than going to a restaurant and that's how you feel when you leave.
Right. You know, and many times you go to restaurants, just any restaurant, and they have steak, but it's not the same. Most of them don't know how to make a fucking steak.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Here, it's exactly what you order.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's worth it sometimes to spend $30 on a steak, you know?
Well, it's better than 90s. Some of these restaurants out here.
Yeah,
whoa,
don't even
child.
Talk to me about that.
Child.
To be $30 a steak is a lot of money.
A ribeye at Mastro's is $110.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I won't be visiting you anytime soon in that restaurant.
No. I mean, unless you're coming for drinks.
Yeah. They're probably expensive there too, right? Yeah. How much do they charge? 15?
I think a glass of wine is 21.
Yeah, wow. Beer, 15, 20?
I don't know. I don't think a beer would be that expensive. They don't put beer on the menu though, so.
Oh, okay.
They only put like their high-end cocktails and their wines on it.
All right, and cocktail probably 25 bucks then?
I'd say like 15.
Yeah, 15. 15. 16,
between 15 and 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't have Red Bull or anything.
See, that's a lot of money.
I think
so,
too.
For something that you drink for 2 seconds.
Yeah, you can get an entire bottle for that point.
Right.
But you also got to think, it's date night. How often are you going on date night? Unless it's somebody who's like a serial dater, then it's like, wow, it's going to add up for you, bud.
Right.
You know? Some guy asked me out on for Tuesday.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah? No? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you're going to go.
It's a free dinner. Plus, I'm going before my excuse is I have my podcast at night.
Right.
So I was
so
like,
you can get away. If
I was
you
like,
need to.
I'll go before.
Yeah.
I'll go before. I'll get a nice little meal and some free drinks, and I'll go hit the studio. Thank you. My only thing is that he's a good looking guy, but I saw him drunk.
Yeah.
So that turned me off.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Like, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does that to me too.
I just don't like when a grown ass man. Is wobbling.
Yeah.
Like, you should never get to a point where you're in that state. Unless you're like at home and you're like having a really emotional day and you get that drunk, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even in A Star Is Born, when he pissed on himself on the stage.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What do you even do? Because alcoholism is an extreme disease.
It really is. It's a tough fucking drug. People don't understand.
Yeah. Like, if someone was like, if I got pregnant, I had to give up drinking for 9 months, easy peasy. So
right.
I know I'm not an alcoholic, but yeah, it's like, there's some people where they're like, I can't even have a kid. I can't go that long.
Yeah.
It's so wild to me. When I worked in an insurance company back in Massachusetts, I used to work with this lady. I'm not going to say her name, but Sam, alcoholic like I've ever seen. When she would come to work loaded, she would talk to customers and you could smell the vodka off her breath.
Oh, yeah.
She'd go to the bathroom with her purse and you could hear the bottles clinking in her purse. And there was one day she like left in her car and we're all like, should we call the cops? Because she should not be driving. So then she comes back and she fell asleep in her whip.
Wow.
In the parking lot. Wow. So one of the girls called the cops on her. And was like, you need to come do a wellness check.
Yeah.
And so she got arrested. She didn't get a DUI.
Yeah.
She wasn't driving.
Right, right.
She fell asleep with the car running in the parking lot of our job. I was like, oh my God.
That's one thing that happens to them. They fall asleep and they black out. Mm-hmm. Wow. I will never get to that point because I'm not a drinker. I'm so happy.
I'm a drinker, but I'm not. I'm like, I know my limits. Like, once right. I start getting that woozy, I feel like the room is spinning. Right. I've already regretted right. drinking.
Yeah.
But some people, like, drink through that.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that enjoyable?
I don't know. I mean, my friends, you know, we went out a couple nights. Right. We went out to a bar, and they had a band and everything, people dancing, all
right.
this stuff.
Right.
And it was just cool, you know. But they can drink, man. And I had like one drink for the whole fucking night
yeah.
or something, you know.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how they do
I
that.
I don't know.
And then I get a little whiskey, mm-hmm. and I realized, yeah, also like, man, if I drink a little more, I'll get wobbly now.
Right.
You know. And I definitely don't want that. And the way you mentioned also about seeing other people drunk, you know, I mean, to see a woman like slurring or, you know, I don't know. It's not attractive.
No. It's not attractive for a woman, but it's easier for a woman to get to that point.
Yeah.
But to see a grown-ass man that way, that is the epitome of you're disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't deal with you. But, I mean, if you want to feed me for one meal, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. But, like, that's never... Like, I've seen you in public like that, which means imagine if I was ever your girl and you're like that at home every yeah. single night.
Fuck.
I'm good.
Yeah, don't need to see that.
No.
Huh.
But it's crazy. I've at this new job, I get hit on insane amounts.
I can imagine.
Like, insane amounts.
I can imagine.
I'm like, wow.
So that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Right? But sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. But you know that. I mean, you're in a social environment. Yeah. Right?
And people have
you
get courage.
You go there looking hot, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I try to look my best. You
yeah,
know?
You know. And people notice that.
Yeah.
So that attracts men. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Everybody thinking, fuck, man, what would you like to just take her home?
Yeah. Period. I'm like, oh, God. I mean, a couple of people I've networked with, there was this like guy that knows everybody upon everybody. I was like, of course I'm giving you my number because like, who knows what type of parties you're going to invite me to in the long run, you know?
Right.
But what comes with it is like a kiss on the cheek or a rub on the back. I'm like,
I'm good, right? I'm
fucking good.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying though. You never know who. Maybe you'll meet somebody there.
I love it though. I have no complaints. I don't mind anyone that I work with. Like, it's not like one of those jobs where like there's one person you hate. I feel like everyone is just super cool.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Well, give yourself time.
Yeah, right. It's only been a couple of shifts.
Yeah, exactly. Until somebody slights you or something. Right. Yeah, what the fuck?
Right. Oh boy, yeah, but I mean, I worked Friday night, and I got there at 1 o'clock on Friday, and at 1 o'clock the restaurant is fucking swamped.
Are you serious?
I'm like, whoa, like nonstop wait. I'm like, sorry.
So they don't close like in the city, right? They don't really close the restaurants early,
no,
like they do here. I mean, here after 9:30, nope. You can't find anything to eat.
This restaurant, like tonight, I work till 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, it's expensive, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not spending that kind of money on food, man. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, but the tortellini, I got five.
It's not
free.
For us. I'm not the target market.
No. I'm not either, unless someone is bringing me. But we got five training meals or whatever, so I tried the black truffle tortellini. First of all, Sam, I've never eaten something so fucking good.
Really?
In my life. It's not even a tortellini. It's like a fat ravioli with truffle sauce. And they have like the little pieces of truffle on top. It's $57 on the menu.
Wow. For pasta.
For pasta.
Wow.
But they give you a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish the meal when I ordered it. I was like, I can't even finish this.
Wow.
Because it's like a lot. It's a lot of tortellinis. But $57 for tortellini.
Can you imagine how much money they make at that place?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean...
I met the owner, and I didn't know it was the owner. So I was like, hi, this lady, because someone came in and was like, hey, I'm here for a meeting. It's supposed to be in the back room. So I went to the back room. I was like, hey, is there a Dustin in here? And the guy looked at me like disgusted. And I was like, what? He's like, no. And he said his name. I'm not saying the owner's name on the air.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit. My head was like, that was the owner. And I was like, all right, thank you. So like an hour later, he came up to me and I go, hey, sorry, I didn't know who you are. And we like made a joke about it. And he's like, well, now you know who I am, right? And I was like, yep, absolutely, sir. I really do. And then, that's funny. Then he told me, he's like, I've been watching you. He's like, I love the way you work with the customers. I'm like, yeah, because really? I do this in my sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, I can literally talk to anybody in my sleep. No problem.
Right.
Because I always check my bad attitude at the door.
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice I'll slip up where it affects me for the whole day, but.
Just don't do that here.
No. No.
It's fucking job.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's good. I'm glad because here you'll meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what capacity. It doesn't have to be romantic or anything.
And it feels good to be out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
It feels good. Imagine. Like, bye.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I mean, give or take, like,
you belong around people. You're a social animal.
Yeah. And you know, so I've done some research on YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I haven't really been that consistent on it, but lately I've been uploading at least 2 videos a week. So I read that if you upload a video every day, right? And it gets at least between 10 and 20K views, you can make $7,000 a month.
Really?
So I'm like, I'm about to, I can't upload every day.
Yeah.
It's impossible, but so I'm uploading less, every other day.
Right. And see how much money you can make. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I uploaded a video yesterday about the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson bullshit.
Yeah.
And I just gave my 2 cents on what I think is going on.
Right.
It already has almost 20,000 views wow. in a day. I'm like, you guys really want to hear me talk about this shit?
What the fuck?
So I'm going to do a review about the Oscars today. Like, stupid
That's
shit.
That's cool. Do you cross-promote also? I mean, do you let your Instagram people know about the YouTube thing?
I probably you should, but I don't. Right? I don't.
No, I never noticed you cross-promote. No. But you probably should.
I feel like it's a different...
audience?
Yeah, like it's just like my new... Okay, so I jumped 10,000, almost 13,000 subscribers in the past week on YouTube. But it's because, oddly enough, when I was home, me and Gabby did a video about our Brazilian butt lifts, our experiences. And we were drunk. And the video is so fucking funny, Sam. Like, I watch it back and I piss my pants laughing every time.
Really?
It went viral. Really? It has almost 300,000 views.
Wow.
So random people found that video or just subscribing to me. So it's not people that are on my Instagram page.
Right.
But I jumped almost 3,000 followers on Instagram. And I think that's from my YouTube. From people probably. That had no idea who I was. So it's like it's kind of working out, but I want my YouTube to be a little different than the people that are on my Instagram.
Right. You want to separate the two.
Yeah, I don't.
Good for you. That's even better.
Yeah. Gabby's almost at 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
And you?
I'm at 63K.
Oh. Well.
I was at 40 a month ago, so I've jumped 20,000 in a month.
Thanks to what? That video you
No,
think?
The Cameron Dallas sucking his dick video.
What?
Remember I uploaded a video about how I sucked that guy's dick and he didn't remember me in church?
Yeah.
Because of that, I jumped like 20,000. Oh, God. I'm like, you guys are pieces of
I
shit.
I know, anything that has to do with sex.
Yeah, it's like people love it.
Right?
They're like, is this bitch lying? I'm like, no, I'm not lying. Hey, this shit happened. I don't mind talking about it. People just don't believe that women are content with talking about their personal life.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Oh man.
Well, you gotta put yourself out there, I think, to succeed in that way, you know, because people need to know you in order to follow you or feel they know you, you know. And I salute you for all this, you know. You gotta continue growing your audience and you'll see, man. I mean, followers is like social currency today. But more than that, it's real currency because people will pay for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Wow. So, yeah, a couple more things, I guess. People that are turning 50 this year, let's see some of them. I always like this because it's interesting to see. But, like, one that aged very well is J-Lo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big 5-0.
Yeah.
And she looks great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Manson turned 50 January 5th.
He's been horrifying his whole life.
Yeah, and he looks like shit. He's ugly, man. Jennifer Aniston, February 11th, turned 50. She looks great. Do you know Nancy Kerrigan? Did you ever watch Tanya?
I didn't see the movie, but obviously I know who Nancy Kerrigan is. Okay. I think the whole world knows who she is.
So yeah.
What a scandal.
Yeah. But they broke her leg, right?
Yeah. Horrible.
She was a skater.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned 50, looks pretty good.
She did a documentary and it was like, she basically was like, I don't want anything to do with this scandal anymore. I moved on with my life. Because people still bring it up 55 years later.
I know, but people do that with child actors too, you know? Remind them. People work based on their past experiences as a child actor for two seasons or something. You know, I've seen that several times on Facebook. You have these people that still are trying to ride the fame when they were so little that people don't even know them.
Right.
So NCIS star Paula Perrette. I don't know who that is. We have Ice Cube. Ice Cube, we know who he is. This guy is, I don't know the rest of these people. Oh, actually, Jason Bateman, I know him. Jack Black, right? Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So a lot of people are turning 50. I'm going to be turning 60 next year. Fuck.
Oh, well.
I don't want to think about it. But, you know, yeah. That's where you are, man. You got to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of feeling a little better about my life choices at this point because I think it's becoming clearer, you know?
Right.
And what I'm saying is I don't think at this point in life that sexual activity or... No, what I'm trying... That a couple, even if they don't have a lot of sex, they can still... flourish together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're younger, if you don't have sex, it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, but in my age, I think it's cool.
That's why I feel even at this age, when you're 30, it's like, yes, sexual attraction is really important, but it's also important to have the emotional and mental attraction because at some point the sex is going to fade out and so are the looks. Right. It's just not going to be as important.
Exactly.
You still got to enjoy that person's company.
Exactly. And think if on every other level you guys get along great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no physical attraction anymore. I think it's still a viable way to go.
Right.
I mean, you know, look, your sex drive goes down quite a bit, but I'm still ready. I could have sex every day.
Right.
But I don't. Because I don't have anybody to do it with.
Same.
Yeah.
And I don't care either. I haven't had sex since I went to Chicago and I give zero fucks. Yeah. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I can wait.
Exactly, you know. But, you know, when you get older and you see your parents aging and stuff, you go, fuck, man, I want somebody to be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get old alone.
Right.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm learning that lesson and I think I'm going to direct my life in a different direction romantically or whatever. You know?
Right.
As far as partner in life. Because I think I already have one. It's just that I didn't notice. Yeah.
Well, that's how it usually happens. Yeah. Person standing right in front of you the whole time and you're oh, I didn't even see you there.
Well, who's been with you for a long time.
Right.
It's not like they're not there, but what I'm saying is you stop considering them anymore.
Right.
I'm not being specific, but yeah.
Well, cheers to that.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
mm-hmm.
At least you go because I'm feeling like I'm not appreciating what I already have. You know,
right?
It's like I'm looking for something, some kind of a fucking rainbow pot at the end of the rainbow, whatever, and it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
Some people say, you know, don't look for happiness and love outside, it's probably all, you already have it.
Right.
You know, you're just not seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that got me to thinking. In a couple months, we both have birthdays, right?
Yeah.
You turn 32 now?
31.
Just 31? I thought you'd been 31 forever.
No, I've been 30 forever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be turning 31.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
You excited? No, why?
I mean, it's just it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. So you stay young.
Yep.
We, while up north, we took a drive to Berkeley, and that's where they have the famous college, of course.
Right.
The university. It's a very liberal town, you know.
Right. All
the protests and shit start there
mm-hmm.
and have in the past. But I didn't go to the university. We just went downtown, ate a little bit, walked around. It was pretty cool, you know, like a small college town.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. I didn't feel like going into San Francisco at all because I've been there several times and there's really not much left to see.
Right.
Except where the tourists are and who wants to go there?
Yeah, tourists.
Yeah. Have you been to San Fran?
One time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you go? Did you go to Fisherman's Wharf and shit?
I just went to a beach and I almost died, so I haven't been back.
You almost what?
I almost died in San Francisco. Why? I'll probably just never go back because I went with my old roommate because I lived in San Jose for a really long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, almost 2 years. Wow. And my old roommate had this friend, Ethan, and we went to the beach, and he was drinking. And I said, I want to drive us home. Like, you're drunk. I don't feel safe with you. And he did 90 going around the bend to get on the highway. He crashed the car. Thank God it was, like, right when we were on the ramp. But he totaled the whip. All the airbags exploded. And he got out of the car and ran.
Really? Mm-hmm. And left you there?
Yep.
Are you serious?
And so did my old roommate. So I called the cops. I stood on the side of the road. They brought me to the police station, and I had to call a cab. It was like $200 to get back to San Jose.
Fuck, man.
And I was like, I'm never coming back to San Francisco.
Where did he think he was running to?
I don't know, but he got caught. He got a DUI. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Fuck.
I just don't understand people's mentality.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's my brand new car, and I knew my, you know, you people should always follow their gut feelings,
right?
Their gut intuition, because it never fails them.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's true, especially when people are careless and reckless like that.
Right.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Where was he running to, for crying out loud? What did he think?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, but he was drunk, right?
Yeah, absolutely, 110%.
So that means you don't want to see San Francisco anymore? That's kind of weird.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm petrified of San Francisco, so I'm so good.
No, there's actually nice places to see. I mean, many people like San Francisco. I wouldn't live there, but it's okay to visit, you know? So, but I've been there a couple times when my son was there for college, so, not much to see there anymore. I enjoy seeing the outskirts of San Francisco more. Like, there's a place called Walnut Creek, and which is like 2 minutes from where they live.
Right.
And it's like you can tell it's a small town, but it's like the center of everything. I mean, they have Nordstrom. They have even Amazon Books, which is very rare.
Right.
But they ended up having one. Anything you can think of, they had there, and I thought, wow, you know, I mean, this is like L.A. almost, but smaller.
Right.
But, yeah, that was cool. I went and bought me a pair of Uggs. Check them out. Because it was so cold there, and I only had summer shoes.
So I'm wearing Uggs getting today, Uggs too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You know, I had to get them in a fucking women's department.
Yeah.
I went to Nordstrom, which finally had them, the only place that did. And so I go to the men's department. He's like, no, we don't have any. They just have a couple of other like designs and shit.
Right.
But they're like leather and that. So I said, no, I just want the original ones. And he says, well, try it. The women's department for like larger sizes and see. Sure enough, I went there. The lady put it on my foot. The first one.
Right.
Fit perfectly. I said, I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm.
$160, but
yeah, for kids it's like $60 because really? I wear kid sizes. Yeah,
kid size, that's cool.
I wear size 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have tiny ass feet.
Wow. Well, obviously mine are not that big if I fit into a woman's.
Right.
But no, my size is 9, so they had that for women, I guess. But I like them. I always kind of wanted Uggs, but I thought, it'd be really cool if I could tuck my pants in, but guys don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would look gay, kind of, right? It's a good look, though. Oh, okay, cool.
Till 1 in the morning.
And if anybody wants to see her, then you can just go to where?
Wally's.
Wally's?
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Hollywood?
No, Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. You really got lucky this time.
I know, geez. Yeah.
Very desirable job. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Glad to be back, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.